Hi, my name is Elaine Parks, and I'm speaking to you from Tuscarora, Nevada. I want to talk to you about the joys of wandering around, which are unmatched here in the remote high desert. I'm fortunate to have a lot of access to this particular diversion. I can walk out of my door almost any time in some direction on a dirt road and just wander. I never tire of the enormous views of land and sky. Few people live here, though once many did. For this reason, while out walking, rarely do I see anyone, and at night there are very few lights, which brings us to the night sky. I'm a sculptor and had to take the strength of the impression of the magnificent night sky here and make it into tangible objects. Using materials that are connected with the earth and with my personal past, I'm seeking to create artifact-like objects. I live in a place where it's compelling to imagine how people lived here in the past. Of course, many things are very different, but the experience of the vastness of this country, both day and night, must be the same. I originally trained in ceramics, and I'm attracted to many kinds of materials. I'm not sure that the specifics of the materials I used in 5 sculptures are really that important for the viewer. Of course, they are to me. I use each thing for a reason that is aesthetic, textural, and resonant in some specific way. What is important to me is that the viewer reads the work as an artifact, with possibly a sense that it could have been made in another time and place, or refer to work made in another age. When I was working on 5 sculptures, I was thinking about how in ancient times the night sky was oracular. As a guide, I referred to the 7th century Dunhuang star chart found in the caves on the Silk Road. This beautiful scroll is an accurate map of the stars created by observation with the naked eye. The scroll shows drawings in the sky, constellations that relate to the culture who created them. I also referred to our more familiar Western constellation drawings. I adapted from both to help me relate to the cold vastness we can see at night. Making figures in the night sky is a way to connect us with something impossibly large. It's a view that makes me feel insignificant. We are all made of what we see when we look up at night, and for all our human activity, we're just tiny specks, and sometimes it's good to remember that.